What do you think? You ready to roll, Walt?
I'm already rolling.
It's ugly out there.
From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Beautiful.
Right in front of you.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spin on, like, all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Beer with the Brewers here at Land Grant Brewing Company. We're going to call this take two. We had a recording yesterday. Dan Eaton joining us from Columbus Business First. We enjoyed his presence.
Enjoyed it a little too much, apparently.
We enjoyed it so much we didn't plug everything in. So we get to record again today. Walt, you're going to fill in for Dan this week.
Yeah, I'll pretend to be Dan.
Got Walt Keyes today. Massey Lawson.
Hello, hello.
Director of Sales. Head Brewer. Chris Helderman.
Hello.
I'm Mark Richards.
Filling in for Adam Benner.
Yeah, we're missing Adam this week. He's south of the border enjoying some sunshine and hopefully not too much of it with that fair skin.
You look like he's having a good time.
Drinking Imperial Stouts on the beach like a madman.
Yeah.
He needs to get his crushability meter recalibrated if he's drinking Imperial Stouts on the beach in Mexico.
Yeah, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, Dan Eaton. I'm Dan Eaton. Here, re-recording everything I said from yesterday.
Thanks for joining us again, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Second time's the charm.
All right. So this week we're talking about our 13.1 wheat. It's a collaboration with Cap City Half Marathon. It's a great Columbus event for those of you that like to run a half marathon. Whether you're at the peak of your game or whether you're just training for later on in the year, good luck on that run out there, guys.
Yeah, suggested pairings for this beer would be some ground turkey tacos with corn tortillas and spicy guacamole. And you might also try a turkey chili loaded with edamame and garbanzo beans.
Nice, nice. Upcoming events at Land Grant, April 18th, we got the Parker Lewis Soul Review and Can Drive for Gladden House. April 21st, we've got the Sustainability Fair. I think that should be a pretty big deal. Walt, you got any comments on that?
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Our sustainability manager, Vinny, has really taken the lead on that to organize this event. We've got 15 to 20 of our sort of sustainability-minded partners coming down to show all the good work that they do and how that relates to beer and brewing. Cool stuff to learn, a lot of fun to be had, and obviously good beer to be drank.
On April 29th, another Hickory and Oak dinner with Ray Ray's, which those have been great. Some beer pairings with their amazing barbecue and some other dishes that they've made that have been way different than the type of things you get on the truck. So a real special treat there.
Super unique event.
Chris, you want to break down the history of the style here for us?
Listen to our Glory episode a few weeks ago. That'll give you the bulk of the history of the style. But it is a wheat beer, meaning there's probably some wheat in it. And with it being American, it tends to be a bit more hop flavor. You should get no phenolics or anything like you would in Belgian beers of similar hop bill and similar grain bill. Very clean, should be easy drinking beer. You might get some citrus notes. Typically, or sometimes this is done with coriander and orange peel. We chose to just do it with orange peel. A lot of people do it with neither. Some of the commercial examples you might be familiar with are Bell's Oberon Ale and Goose Island 312. Those have been popular for a very long time. And very good examples. Interesting facts with ours, we did use 30 pounds of orange peel for our 80 barrels. Kind of took Oberon's approach to this, and although we added the orange peel, we did our four main ingredients. Pale ale malt, white wheat malt. If you're familiar with our Kolsch, we use red wheat in that. Same with Glory. We think the white wheat gives a little more bready, wheaty character. So that's why we chose it.
Yeah, it's nice.
We have Mount Hood hops, which is going to be the main flavors you're going to get from the hops, and Saaz as well.
Easy drinking.
Very easy drink.
I would sum this up as a real quencher.
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
Herbaceous.
One might say herbaceous.
Kind of makes you want to get out and take a run, doesn't it, Walt?
Sure.
It's definitely an easy drinking beer. Really pretty yellow color, bright, delicious nose. It has lots of orange on the nose. Really easy drinking, refreshing.
ABV is 4.9. IBUs are going to be 17, be next to no bitterness at all. It's a great easy drinking wheat ale to drink after a nice long run or while you're watching someone doing that nice long run.
I think it's great for every occasion. It's actually a perfect style to choose for an event like this because you can take it to the face.
Yeah. I've got my hat on backwards, so I'm obviously pretty dialed in athletically right now, thanks to this beer.
But it's aerodynamics.
I think it would be great. So if you are running that 13.1 Cap City Half Marathon, you're going to get one of these beers on Land Grant as you cross the finish line, which is pretty exciting.
That's awesome.
So I think that even if you're not running and you're waiting at the finish line for someone, I think this would be a good beer to enjoy while you're waiting on those people to run all that way.
We have a few bars along the race route. You can swing into Schmitz, get you a nice cream puff and a 13.1 wheat.
That's not a bad combo.
That'll sit
that'll
well.
Treat you that'll, well.
There's nothing like a nice run after eating a very large cream puff and chugging a beer. The Goat Downtown, Ohio Tap Room. We're also going to be on at B-Dubs up in Dublin. And then you can buy growlers or have a sample at Kingsdale Market District, Grandview Yard Market District, and Dublin Giant Eagle. And the great thing about Giant Eagle is they are one of the partners of the half marathon along with us. So they were our exclusive store to pick up this beer. So you can find 13.1 six packs at all of your Giant Eagles here in Columbus, which awesome. Is very amazing. We love them. Thank you, Dana Murray. You're the man.
Love
and
it.
Roy. Don't want to leave Roy out. Roy's the man. So on the crushability scale, I know we've been talking about this. It goes from 1 to 5, even though there are 6 beers in a 6-pack can. So it should be 1 to 6, but I'm going to leave it at 1 to 5. On a crushability scale, I give this a solid 5.
Wow.
This is a beer that I could wake up, have one, you know, you drink all day. You go out and mow the lawn, sit on the porch, watch a race, make garbanzo bean edamame chili, which sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. There is a story behind these pairings. Both of these dishes were made by family members of mine. The edamame and garbanzo bean chili my wife made for Christmas Eve dinner this year.
I like that you left the turkey out of that.
Oh, sorry, there was turkey in it.
Yeah.
It is modeled after a I'll say middle end deli and soup place that you might go to, rhymes with Schmanera. And then
they're still married too, which is great.
And then my sister-in-law made some nice turkey tacos one time. They're delicious, and I think they would both enjoy this beer, and they would both pair well with those meals.
I'm a huge fan of turkey tacos.
Yeah, shout out to anyone listening from Cincinnati. If you get some of this beer and go down to Cincinnati, Taco Casa down there makes a killer turkey taco.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they do any vegetarian options there?
Possibly.
Good review.
Hans would know.
Oh, we'll check in later.
But I think if we want to taste through this beer, the appearance would be a nice straw color. The aroma should be getting some orange and wheaty, bready aromas. And then if you taste it.
Great.
Sounds
great.
Mm. There you go. It sounds amazing. Yum. So you get, again, you get some orange on the... and the flavor as well, as long as some false sweetness from the orange peel. It's actually a pretty dry beer.
The one problem I do have with this beer is that, like, right now I'm drinking this thing like water. It goes down very easily. It's a very drinkable beer. That could be dangerous.
Oh, no, Justin, we shut down to Nick, see what he thought of the beer.
Nick, what are your thoughts?
I enjoy the beer very much.
Well, there you go, Nick.
I think he liked it.
He liked it.
Nick's got a pretty discerning palate. He doesn't like just everything. Certainly not very much. So good to hear Nick liked the beer.
Mark, what music would you pair with this beer if you were chilling at home and you were going to throw a record on? Some Priest?
Yeah, any Maiden or Priest would do.
Yeah. What about you, Chris?
Ooh, you're really putting me on the spot here. Fountains of Wayne, Mexican Wine. That's what I would
Fountains
listen to.
Fountains of Wayne.
Wow. Yeah,
all right.
Wow, that was obscure.
Deep cuts.
So, Mark, would you say there's any beer that doesn't pair well with Priest or Maiden?
Absolutely not. There are none.
Okay.
What about you, Walt? What would you pair with
this? Well, you know, our friend who works here at the brewery, Hajir.
Got him.
He just hit me to this new band called Fish, and they're re-releasing Billy Breathes on vinyl.
Whoa.
Coming up on Record Store Day, so I'm probably going to go out and wait in line all day to buy a copy of Billy Breathes on vinyl.
Whoa.
So I can see what all this hype about Fish with a PH is. So I'm going to check that out.
Nice. What do you
think? Seems like it would go well with an American wheat ale.
What do you think of that, Haj?
So dang.
Oh, yeah, see?
He agrees.
Came in through the back door.
I'm going to have to go with Toto, Africa, on repeat.
Oh, that's a good choice.
This is a weird party we're setting up here.
Missing those reins. Dan Eaton, what do you think? What would your favorite pick on this music? And once again, this is Walt filling in for Dan Eaton.
Dan Eaton, respectable journalist and local celebrity from Columbus Business First. I'm recording this live, of course. My favorite music is just whatever's playing at the Land Grant Tap Room at any given time, probably.
Oh, one thing we also got to talk to Dan a little bit about yesterday. So, Chris, tell us a little bit about some of the beers that are coming out on the pilot system here soon, our Brewer Series beers here at Land Grant.
Yeah, so if you haven't been down to the tap room in a while, you should come back, obviously. And what you'll find is we have a lot more taps now, and those are primarily being taken up by what we call the Brewer Series. Now, the Brewer Series beers are almost exclusively brewed on our four-barrel pilot system. What that system is a smaller system that we can experiment, get a little crazy on. Every one of those beers, we are looking at something very specific. Some things we're looking at, like a new beer. Maybe that's a totally new recipe. Or maybe we're just trying to dial in an ingredient that we were wanting to use in a future beer. I know some of you were very enthusiastic about the coffee blueberry beer, quite possibly one of our most polarizing beers ever. Some people loved it. I know I was at the tap room last weekend and had, I think, three separate people coming in asking for a growler of it. Unfortunately, it had just kicked. So that was kind of exciting to hear. And we also had some people say this is their least favorite beer ever. Which that's okay. With this Brewer Series, when you do sampler flights, you get a card with it, and you can actually tell us what you think of the beer. And you can have an active role in what we brew on the pilot system and possibly on the big system. Coming up, we have a Grodzinski Polish smoked wheat beer that is actually pretty tasty. It is our first smoked beer, so we're pretty excited about using about putting that out. That'll come out, I believe, in a couple weeks. Brewer Series beers, we have them coming out all the time.
I know you guys have been working on some beers for the upcoming Land Grant University coming up May 13th, right in the middle of Columbus Craft Beer Week. You're brewing all those on the pilot system, right?
This iteration of Land Grant University is Hops 101. What we're going to try and teach you about a little bit is hops, give you a kind of a 10,000-foot view of our view on hops. And what that means is we're going to have four different beers with have the same wort, but four different whirlpool and dry hop additions. So you get a taste of all the different things you can do with different regions' hops.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, and if you are interested in that, there are tickets still available, but they are going quickly on our website, landgrantbrewing.com/LGU.
Right on. I think on the next podcast, we're going to talk a little bit more about that as well.
Yeah, so the next podcast, we should go deeper into the Brewer Series.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd also like to mention, these Brewer Series beers do not leave the tap room, but we did have an awesome tasting at Studio 35 in Clintonville, where a few of them made their way over there, thanks to Andy Wolfing. So there are still some on tap over there at Studio 35 if you'd like to try some Brewer Series in Clintonville if you live that way.
Act quick.
Act quick.
Shout out to all of our myriad listeners across the pond in Great Britain, England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, Northern Ireland. You're starting what, next week?
That's right. actually leaving ASAP.
Our friends at BrewDog were gracious enough to export some beer over to England. And you will be able to find it over there starting next week.
And Saturday night, we'll have an event at the Edinburgh Cowgate Bar. For all you over there in Scotland, I'll be there to enjoy a beer with you soon.
Pat's Pints?
Yeah, Chris, coming over to see Pat.
Chris, Uncle Meaty, Mieskowski, look out for some Land Grant beer coming your way.
Importing, exporting. Just like Vandalay Industries, right, Walt?
You got it, man. The very pants.
The very pants.
I was on my way to return.
Well, hey, thanks for joining us, everybody, and see you next week.
Yep.
Don't forget to tip your bartenders.
Bye for now.
True story.
My name's Walt Keyes, and I'm here to say I'm gonna return these pants, and I'm on my way. slipped and fell, not feeling good. Hey, what's the deal with this airplane food? Yeah.